Hello, this is Shibu Charyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 31st, and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 4 to 6. Waiting on God's perfect time. Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over Israel and Judah. 2 Samuel 5 verse 12, we read like this: So David knew that the Lord had established him as the king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. David was anointed as a future king of Israel when he was a young shepherd boy, perhaps when he was 12 to 15 years old. He was anointed as king of Israel when he was 30 years old. This means that David had to wait for at least 15 years before he actually became the king of Israel. In fact, this was the third time David was anointed. The one before was when he was anointed king over the house of Judah. There were so many instances in David's life when he could have murdered Saul and taken over the leadership of Israel. David must have understood that before God blesses someone or gives them authority of any kind, he tests them over a period of time to see if they will be worthy of the blessings or calling. God looks on the heart of man and not on the outward appearance, as people generally do. Though David continued to have many trials during his lifetime, he became the greatest king of Israel, ruling for 40 years. There are many lessons we can learn from the delay that happened for David to become the second king of Israel. Number 1. David became the king of Israel only after encountering a great deal of adversity, which was typical of God's training through hardships and maturing before handing over the enormous task of ruling over Israel. Let us understand that delays may be God's training period for our lives as well. Number 2. The delay in David is typical of the way God brings about his promises and purposes. God is not in a hurry, but has all the time in the world. In fact, God is bigger than time and certainly not limited by time. Let us understand that God has a perfect time for anything substantial that happens in our lives. Number 3. It is in times of waiting for God that many have failed in their obedience. Waiting is one of the forms of adversity, a test of our endurance to check if we remain true to God. Let us understand that our obedience through perseverance is tested during our waiting period. Number 4. Satan often attacks us by trying to capitalize on divine delays, as he tries to put our minds at ease by pointing to divine delays as proof that God either does not know or does not care when we sin. Let us be careful as to not to slack off from our divine calling while we wait on God. And number 5. Lastly, the times of waiting on the Lord are designed to be those times when our faith is stretched and our intimacy with Him is enhanced. Let us remain strong in our faith in God's promises and draw closer to Him during our waiting period. Let us learn from David that waiting is a part of our calling when God wants to achieve great things through us. When we are tempted to shortcut this waiting, this would be sin. There may be others who are willing to help us with such shortcuts, but let us resolve in our hearts to be like David and to wait upon the Lord to fulfill His purposes and promises in His perfect time. Let us be assured that when we wait, God is working in us to prepare us for the good things that lie ahead. Let us not doubt that we shall see them, and instead devote ourselves in doing the good we know to do and that we are able to do while we wait. Psalms 37 verse 34 tells us, "Wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it."